This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, and I think I know the answer, are you that exceptional American? So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. It's another fabulous news day. And you know, every time it's a fabulous news day, that means it's another fabulous news. The news just keeps coming at us. And of course, some of it's very, very dire. Some of it's very crazy and so on. Couple of things going on, and I wanted to kind of hold off on this until the third hour, and I have, successfully. By the way, I have spared myself. I've got to make it through the hour. I have literally a cup and a half of coffee left that's brewed, and I'm out of beans. I woke up this morning and realized, shocking, I can only do the pot of coffee for one today. Perish the thought. So I'm stretching out one pot to two, if you know what I mean. This is critical because in order to properly function behind the microphone of the 21 studios, you must have the appropriate Agenda 21 coffee pulsating through your system, coursing through your veins. And right now, I don't. So that could lead to disaster in the third hour. No, it won't. No, it won't. Anyway, so thank you very much for my ability to give you a little bit of my coffee diatribe. And I hope that you have some coffee. I know it's getting to be noontime on the East Coast for all of you East Coast listeners. And from people, I'm getting tweets from all this other stuff. Anyway, thank you for your listenership, and thank you for the nice comments that you're leaving me. Some of you are leaving me just dastardly comments. Shocked about that. You don't agree with my commentary about Jerry Brown. Oh, listen, by the way. Today, speaking of commentary about Jerry Brown, grievance number 45, which you haven't seen yet, but everybody in New California who's associated with it has seen it. I'm thumbing through it right now. Boy, it's spectacular. It's really quite the grievance, you know. It really is. And when it gets posted here after the show, you might want to take the time to view it and read it. And then we'll post up the YouTube, and you can listen to us talk about this whole disaster that's going on out here in California. Grievance number 45 today. And who would ever thunk that we would be at grievance number 45, right? Well, listen, it's a long-term project to create a state. That Declaration of Independence process, it just keeps on going. Keeps on going. And they thought we were going to stop at 40. And, well, we paused. We took a breath. We didn't even take a day off, though. And we came up with 41, 42. Now we're on to 95 grievances. Mm-hmm. 95. That's an important number. Look it up. Why is 95 important as a number to New California? You'll find the inch and go, I'm shocked. Really? Yeah, this is all the stuff that we're a little bit more sophisticated than most other state organizations out there. Mm-hmm. And we truly are. I think that's just me. Okay, so we got the special counsel thing going on. I'm going to get into the election here in a second because it's a big day. We got Cindy Hyde Smith down in Mississippi, and she's made some comments about Hangman and all this stuff. And they're playing kind of, you know, the racist things down there with nooses being thrown around by the airport. And it's just crazy stuff. And she's supposed to be a racist bigot, you know, because she opened her mouth sideways and so on. I'm shocked. And of course, no, that's true. So Donald Trump went there yesterday and had two rallies in Mississippi, two large rallies in Mississippi, which is good. And it turned out to be really, really, really some good stuff. And of course, it's election day today, special runoff election. That's why it wasn't held in normal day here in November. But this is number 53. She will win. I got to get out of the prediction business, you know, but all indicators are that she's going to win. So now they're going to have 53 senators rather than 52. It's a big number. It's a real big number. And, of course, what's happened in the House? It's flipped. Really? With all the help from the corrupt California electoral system, 53 assembly seats available or representative seats available, and I think they took all but, I don't know, five or six. And it's complete corruption, especially the Orange County voting fraud that was going on. The whole voting system in California from top to bottom, stem to stern, bow to, you know, stem to stern and port to starboard is... did I say top to bottom? I don't know. It's completely corrupt. Completely corrupt. And that's the way we view it at New California. So that's why it calls for a new state. That's really what it comes down to. So that is what we are looking at, is creating a new state that will be free of that kind of stuff. You know, fair election. Listen, take the elections the way they should be, right? Rather than to have designer elections, which is really what they've been doing. Think about that. Designer elections is what we have been having, completely by design, most of these elections. Man, I'm getting all these text messages. Thank you. Anyway, so the election in Mississippi is going to go our way. Now, switching gears, what about Manafort? What about Corsi? What about Flynn? This is kind of clever. I just got this little thing. Hang on. Okay. Great minds are thinking alike here, I guess. So Fox News has a coverage thing. Mueller time. It's kind of like, you know, Miller time? Special counsel's targets. Trump turns up heat. Special counsel's targets balk. They're balking. You know, like a pitcher balks. The umpire yells out, balk, balk. Take your base. Remember that? Well, that's what's happening here. Mueller is balking. He's balking. He's a balker. What is the balking all about? This is really interesting. The people he's investigating aren't taking the plea bargains. I love it. And, you know, I love it. They're just putting their heels in the ground saying, look, we're not going to. It's a lie. He wants me to sign a lie. I'm not going to do it. That's Jerome Corsi. They're calling out Mueller's bluff. They think Mueller is weak because, you know why? I'll tell you a little secret. Somebody has the goods on Mueller. Isn't it nice that that's turned around now? Somebody has the goods on Mueller. Oops. I hate it when this happens. And Corsi knows it, and so is Paul Manafort, and so is Flynn. Michael Flynn. My speculation has been that Flynn and Manafort and Corsi are really people who went deep to see how the investigation unfolds for Mueller, his investigative practices and the cast of characters around him. And now they're using it against Mueller. I think they've been set up. You know the old rope salesman thing? I think that's what we're seeing here. A rope has been delivered to Mr. Mueller. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He
keep on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Visit our website, of course. Check out what's going on at newcaliforniastate.com and get all your news and information there and all the good things that are happening there on newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we're running around here like chickens with our heads cut off.
I think that's probably the best way to say it.
It's one of these kind of moments when all of a sudden the facts stand right in front of your face. That's a good thing, actually. Don't you love it when a whole fact pattern comes together? It's like, oh my God, I get it. Well, that's what we try and do here on Agenda 21 Radio every single day, is to get you to understand the fact patterns as they develop. Now, you can call into the radio show if you want to right now, area code 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255, and put you on the air. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. Talking about the campfire, which is what I want to talk about right now. So those of you that feel inclined to talk about what's happened at the campfire and about the lack of response by the state of California, it has been absolutely brutal. When you think about the collapse of the state and their absolute failure to respond to the citizens who are in need right after the fire starts. Really, absolute abysmal performance by the state of California. But what's new, right? When have the people that are in the state of California ever cared really about the people that they serve? See, they don't view the citizens of California as the people that they should be serving. No. The people serve them. Seriously, that's the way they look at it. They don't look at the citizens of the people that they serve. They don't view themselves as servants to the people. Now, you know you have a dictatorship when you have that sort of thing going on, because that's never what the founding fathers had in mind. So I say these things because the one thing that was so painfully evident in the car fire was the lack of services that were coming to the displaced refugees, if you will. The people that were living in tents, that sort of thing. Yeah, that sort of thing. That's what I'm talking about. What about those people? First responders go in, they take care of these people, they get them out, they save their lives. Great! Pat yourselves on the back. But where's the Office of Emergency Services and the National Guard? Now, I'm not ragging on the National Guard. By the way, the National Guard was deployed, and they immediately jumped into service at the car fire. Immediately. And they're helping out up in Paradise with law enforcement, which is needed. It's a vast area. But they're also helping to recover bodies. These people have done a stellar job. But the question is, why didn't we deploy National Guard people to help out the citizens that were from the burned homes, that were displaced, that were forced to spend numerous nights in the freezing cold in tents on the ground in a parking lot or next in a dirt lot next to a parking lot of Walmart? What's up with that? Then they stack and pack literally people, human beings, into hospitals and churches. So wait a minute, what's wrong with hospitals? Well, the hospitals get overfilled, don't they? Why weren't emergency hospitals that were needed for these people put up? Big question, huh? The National Guard has the capability to do that. In some places, that has been done now. But why wasn't this? The point is when there is a fire, when there is a disaster like this, first responders respond, and they save lives. There's no doubt. But what happens next to the displaced? Where do they go? It was pretty obvious in Jerry Brown's California, they get flushed down the toilet. Thank you very much, Jerry.
the insult to injury to all these people after not being serviced properly by the state of California. The insult to injury. The insult to injury is that just several days ago, Jerry Brown allocates $15 million to illegal foreign nationals who are coming across the border illegally for attorney fees. Lawyer up, folks. You see what I mean? What is wrong with that picture? And after a while, you start saying there's no other conclusion to lead to other than they want to get Californians out of California. This is their. This is what they want. This is what government wants. My question is, who put government in charge? And everybody's screaming about that. I didn't know about that tax. I didn't know it. That's because you're out of touch with what your government is doing. And that's why you need to pay attention to what they're doing. Isn't it? You need to pay attention. If you're not paying attention, they are. That's why they own you. 215-867-8255. They own you. And they do. So the bigger question is, what are you going to do about it? Stand up, pontificate, or actually take action? Or stand up, pontificate and take action? That's probably a pretty good idea, isn't it? To be able to do that? It's kind of interesting. Everybody's raging on Russia. About the Ukraine and seizing of these three ships. I'm not too against the seizing of the ships by the Ukrainians. I'm really not. I think Putin's got his hands full about trying to keep his own borders secure. Because that's really what this comes down to, is border security for Putin. He's thinking like, I got to secure my borders. Does that make sense? He's got sovereignty too to be concerned with. And the Ukrainians represent a threat, especially this current crop, who are known Nazis and Nazi sympathizers. This current crop, they're the ones who have to worry about. So he's worried about them. And he's doing stuff like this to get it in their face. And to push them around a little bit. That's the way, that's not our governance system. That's the way they work. That's the way they roll over there. Remember, we're a different country than those countries. So they live by different rules. And when they start to enforce their rules, it's kind of like, well, and we sit in judgment of their rulings and so on. Say, that's not right. By our standards, it's not right. But they're not living under our standards. That's the point. And, you know, everybody just vilifies Putin. That's because they're learning from a different tablet about Putin, or they've got, you know, Putin derangement syndrome, like Trump derangement. Look to see that Putin and Trump work closer together, and that's going to inflame the other side. Don't you find it interesting that ISIS hates Trump and Putin? And so do the Democrats. Is there something wrong? You get my drift. There's something wrong with that picture now, isn't there? Why do all these people hate Trump and Putin? There maybe because there's more to Putin and Trump than you realize, and maybe their mutual assistance to one another is more needed now than ever before to destroy the other side. To destroy the globalist. Putin's a globalist. No, he's not. He's not a globalist. He's worried about his own sovereignty. I like the way that theme keeps coming back over the course of these 3 hours. Sovereignty and borders. We're thinking ahead. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
We're back. What's the name of that movie? Independence Day is not what it was? No, that was... They used that line in Independence Day. You may remember that, with Will Smith. Remember that? When he was a pilot out of El Toro Marine Base. The now defunct El Toro Marine Base. It's interesting how the left has destroyed conservatism in California. A lot of it's been because of attacks on the bases, actually. didn't think about it. Remember the base closures that all took place after Bill Clinton? There was a collapse of communism, and communism is dead, so therefore, no need for bases. Rah, take those bases out. And what has happened to our nation ever since those bases have all been taken out? I'm getting more of you guys. Okay, listen, I understand these text messages. I get it, guys. But let's take California. And in fact, let's take Orange County. This is a classic example. And so you understand how everything was in Orange County. We actually have an article about this. It was in, where was this article? Something about the death of Orange County or something like that it was. Let me see here. I've got this article. It's called The Death of Orange County and all this good stuff. Maybe I don't have it. I must have it here. I must have it in the category for New California. Let's try that one. Anyway, the author, who was somebody who was, I guess he was kind of a weird guy, Mexican fella. And it's kind of interesting. Oh, I know. It's on the New California one. So I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong website. It's an editorial that came from the LA Times. And I'm going to go through this so you understand what's happening here. Because there's a plan. There's always been a plan. I've said there's a plan. And a lot of people didn't believe me, but there has been a plan. Now, it's interesting. Unwittingly, this author, when I read it, I thought, aha, here is the plan. It's the plan that I've seen all along for years. Now, this is what's happened. If you go to New California, you go to the news portion of New California, and you go there, and there's an article that pops up. Did Democrats steal Orange County? No, not that one. Of course they did. We know they did. Orange County voter fraud. In Orange County, 300K more vote. Oh, no, we already know about that one. That's no big deal. No sweat, right? Let's see. Trump voters. Let's see. Yeah, an obituary for old Orange County, dead at age 129. Now, I read parts of this last week, 18th, 19th. So I'm going to go back to this because I want you to see how this plan has played out. It's an obituary. It's written by Gustavo Alienano for the LA Times. And I put it a little piece in this before the readers read it. This editorial appeared in the Los Angeles Times November 7th. The writer distorts numerous facts that are designed to establish a narrative of racism and bigotry. Okay? So he's declaring because the Democrats won in the seats, illegally in my opinion, all the Orange County House of Representatives seats, then Orange County is now dead. That's what he's saying. It says Orange County, the California collection of 34 cities and 3.2 million residents, once described by President Ronald Reagan as where all the good Republicans go to die, died Tuesday. It was 129 years old, long famous for its wealth, whiteness, and conservative values. Orange County is survived by its offspring, who include a population that is about 60% people of color. Some of the most crowded and poor neighborhoods in the United States, and a Republican Party that's on the ropes. Once reliably red, the official cause of Orange County's passing is a case of the blue flu, which turned its politics more purple than Barney the dinosaur. It says, while the election results couldn't be final, possibly for days. Oh, really? That wasn't final. Possibly for days. By Wednesday morning, it seemed likely that Democrats could represent 5 of the 7 congressional districts that are entirely or partially in the county, a once unthinkable prospect in the land that spawned the modern-day GOP. The death shocked everyone who hadn't bothered to pay attention for decades. County boosters and leaders had desperately tried to mask its fading or failing health with a series of anti-immigration resolutions, orange-shaped balloons at Great Park, and a string of increasingly vapid reality TV series. Now, a couple of things here I want to straighten out. He says that this is where it gets a little ranky. In this line, it was 129 years old, long famous for its wealth, whiteness and conservative values. Whiteness. Whiteness. Well, let's take meaning white-skinned people, right? Like me. So he injects racism right there, right? Now, if he had read it like this or written it like this, it was 129 years old, long famous for its wealth and conservative values. Orange County is survived by its offspring, who include a population of about 60% people of color, some of the most crowded and important neighborhoods in the United States, and a Republican Party that's on the ropes. Now, okay, it sounds, take the whiteness out of it, it's probably not a bad statement. Now, I can say the statement itself I disagree with, because the profound, where he makes this statement, where he says, is survived by its offspring, which include a population of about 60% people of color, some of the most crowded and poor neighborhoods in the United States, and a Republican. Okay, now why is it crowded why do we have poor neighborhoods? Well, number one, the influx of illegal foreign nationals in the last 10 years, and also a terrible business environment that's been set up. He didn't say anything about that, right? He didn't say anything about the overtaxation regulation that's been occurring over there for the last 10 to 12 years in Orange County because of state and even local governments jumping on board the tax bandwagon to pay for what? The retirement system. Doesn't say anything about it. Once reliably read, the official cause of the passing is a case of blue flu. While the election results won't be final, it says by Wednesday morning it was clear the Democrats had won. The death shocked everyone who hadn't bothered to pay attention for decades. County boosters and leaders have desperately tried to mask its failing health with a series of anti-immigration resolutions, orange-shaped balloons at Gray Park, and a string of increasingly vapid reality TV shows. Okay, now, anti-immigration resolutions. Geez, we're not getting too racist here now, are we? Now, I wonder why we've had anti-immigration resolutions. Perhaps because these illegal foreign nationals are coming in and getting welfare, putting pressure on the state systems for welfare and the county systems for welfare. I don't know. But as years went on, Orange County of old gradually succumbed to a generation of working class unions, unions, multicultural youngsters, and the middle class voters who just didn't care about demonizing the downtrodden except for their homelessness. Well, he's really wrong in that. The middle class voters who just didn't care about demonizing the downtrodden, they just left town. They didn't care about it. They just left town. The middle class is left and gone because of the overregulation, overtaxation. The guy doesn't get a lot now, does he? He goes on and shocks everybody with his racism and all that good stuff. But the big part of this plan, which was revealed in this whole article, is that when Clinton came on board, he closed down the military bases, and all the influence of all the military in Orange County went away. By the end of the 90s, it was gone. And what filled the vacuum? Communist. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Well, the tech boom is coming to an end, as predicted by our own Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio in New California State. Oh, at least that's what they're saying right now. It says here, this is what it says on Drudge. It just popped up, at least I've just seen it. Tech boom coming to an end. Ding, 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 ding. Ah! Forbes. Uh-huh. Tech crash echo. It's beginning to feel a little bit like 2000. We have to come up with a song for New California. What do you think? Everyone in the market remembers the global financial crisis. Very few on trading decks remember the tech crash of 2000. Uh-huh. I remember it well. This guy is Vinir Bahashalani. No. Bahan Salali. Salali. There you go. That's probably close enough, right? Everyone in the market remembers the global financial crisis. Very few remember on trading desks remember the tech crash of 2000. I remember it well. After the parting of 1999, partying, it says, it was exhilarating or painful, if you were short, to watch this exponential rally in tech and dot-com stocks in the last part of the 90s die. Then sentiment switched from buy everything to sell everything almost overnight. In a span of a few weeks, in 2000, the tech sector came crashing down hard. From the peak in the NASDAQ in the middle of March 2000 to the low in December 2000, the sector lost 50% in an initial brutal sell-off. Some of today's tech champions were around then as well. Amazon.com. Then and now, one of my favorite companies in the world for making shopping easy for those of us who had to go to the store, reached a peak of over $100 by the end of December 1999, and by December 2001 was trading right around $10 $10 at 99. I had a 90% correction. See, they at $10, and they put it, and that's kind of weird the way they did that, but it's $10. And today's darling, Apple, and another of my favorite companies in the world in terms of absolutely wonderful products, reached a peak of $4.50 in April of 2000, and then by the end of the year was trading below the buck. Great products simply, or great products imply that stocks are always, great products don't imply that stocks are always cheap. Well, it might be laughable for it to call for a correction of the same magnitude today. A few gray souls in the tech industry who were around in 2000 and lost 80% of their net worth on paper have the following advice. Don't be greedy and take some gains off the table. Some with an eye towards preserving capital, let us look at some parallels between 2000 and today. The Fed between June of 1999 and June of 2000, the Fed funds target rate was raised from 4.75 to 6.5%. So far, the recent rate cycle has gone up from 0.25% to 2.25%, almost identical. I see what he's getting at here. It says, does a basis point rate increase create enough headwind for tech? Possibly, if the starting point evaluations are high. Let me cut through the mustard on all this because I don't want to get too detailed in this. That's for my recreational reading later. Here's the bottom line. He's saying, too, like everybody else, yield curves, the dollar trading, valuations, all these are tumbling right now for the tech giants of Silicon Valley. This is, of course, a Forbes article. And this has significance. This means something significant in the marketplace for all these tech stocks. They're saying they're going down. Now, what does Chris say why they're going down? Their business model and the way they do business is not working for them. This is going to cause a deep drawback on profits for these companies. They're not going to be profitable. Their stocks are going to tumble, just like he was making the point about what was going on in 2000. Same thing, the same things, almost the same indicators, like Chris has said. They're here. They're now, and this is what is going on. So what we have is the scenario as it's been painted by us at New California and Agenda 21 Radio, dead ahead for these tech stocks in Silicon Valley. And we know this. Now, we're preaching to the choir in many cases, I know, but for you first-timers who haven't heard this, think about your positions in these tech stocks. And maybe that's the advice that you can glean from this little ditty right now. But the bottom line, the real bottom line to all this, is that these companies are in trouble, and we know it. The indicators are there, the flags are there, and we're months away from certain things happening for New California. And by the way, we stand ready to do just that, to make these things happen. And we will make these things happen. I just want to express myself. And we stand ready. We're ready to make it all happen, ladies and gentlemen, at New California. And it will happen. The 51st state is going to be created because we're following the rules. Nobody else is. You know, I like the way they, the other organizations are out there trying to position themselves to save themselves. They've basically been garnering funds for people and from people and not doing the under, you know, we're trying to create a state, and when we fundraise, we use the money to create the state. I mean, we fund ourselves for all of our travel, for all the things that we do. We're not taking salaries or anything like that. So every little dollar counts to us. That's why I say go to New California State and donate. Donate. Because we need the funds to carry this out. We cannot do it alone. And we're being successful. That's the other thing that everybody's going, they're actually succeeding. That's because we will be the 51st state. And nobody else will. We know what we're doing. Stay with us. You want to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is our 45th grievance today being read by New California, number 45. Yeah, it's a particularly strong grievance. Particularly strong. Grievance number 45, November 27, 2018. New California is a new state in development exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. And after our reading today, you should be able to pick up a copy of this and see what we said. One of the comments in here is, local officials, not only in the Camp Fire, but in the Cal Fire and the Santa Rosa fires, gave no advance warnings of the fires once the fire started. We saw the same thing in the Oroville Dam disaster when the emergency was declared. There was no way to alert the citizens. The reason was all the horns used at the fire stations in the evacuation areas were disconnected, and there were no emergency alerts. Just to say a few. Anyway, stay tuned for more of the grievance number 45. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And if you want to donate to the survivors, go to the GoFundMe portion and click on that. Just $5, $10, whatever you can give. We appreciate it. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.